And we need to make sure we take time with what is important. And this word that I'm speaking of tonight is important, very valuable and important to us. And we need to educate ourselves with it. We need to fill our heart with it. We need to practice this. We need to lay hold on this word and make sure it is fixed in our spirits, that nothing, whatever come, we are not shaken by that thing. We endure hardness as a good soldier. When I was in Vietnam, it wasn't comfortable sleeping out like it is out there tonight. It just didn't get this cold. But like it is, that was day like the raining. You laying out there in the rain. Tell me how comfortable that is. Your poncho wet, you wet. And you have nothing, you have no shelter, no real shelter to get under. You just endure. And those times the enemy bring, so you can have a sob. That's what he's trying to give you, a sob, sad story, influence, or something that's going to make you feel down in the dumps. Why me? All that, you know, you want to do all that stuff. But no, you chill up. So I'm in this. I'm going to stand my ground. And I'm not going to stand my ground with tears falling. I'm going to stand my ground shouting the victory with joy in my heart. Because I know I cannot be stopped. And I cannot be overcome. Hallelujah. Because I had one to come before me. There were those that looked on him with their own eyes. They saw what he did. I'm going to talk about this in a minute. They saw what he did. They looked at it with their own eyes. They seen it. We read about it. I'm convinced from the scripture. Thomas wasn't convinced until he had to put his hand in his side and see the nail prints in his hand. But Jesus said, he didn't say it to Thomas, he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. I have not seen his side, but I still believe. Amen. So Isaiah said, that's coming one. Luke wrote about the coming one, and he went into detail how he would be conceived, how he would be birthed into the earth. John said, he's coming just like every other man come in the world through the birth canal. John 10:1. He came through the sheepfold. Hallelujah. Didn't he do it? And he's coming, but there's a thief that has come in this earth. He didn't come through the birth canal. He came another way. And Adam was deceived into allowing him to give him his dominion, his authority that God had given him in the earth. And when he gave him the authority and the dominion to rule in this earth, he brought havoc. There was no pain. There was no sickness. There were no floods. There were no disaster. There were no lack. There were none of that stuff until Adam did what he did. And God get accused of all this stuff. Hello, 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 hello. God get accused of all these catastrophes, disasters, starvation, starving, violent, evil. God get accused of it because we said God, people said God's in control. But this God, can I talk to you a minute? This God wrapped himself in human flesh. I thought about it. I'm telling you, I was thinking, looking at this, and I meditated. I said, now you think about this great God. Do you know how big God is? No, you don't know, and I don't either. I just know he's big. Now listen to me real good now. I know he's big, big. He big, 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 big. You understand? Bigger than my mind can conceive. How in the world can this great God get in a little human body? And that's what he did. He wrapped himself in human flesh. Let me read you something. You can turn that with me. Because, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hebrews. Let me get to Hebrews chapter 2 and 14. Let me read it. This is where I want to go. You need to hear this. For listen to this. God is so God. And he is so good. He's so wise. Very, 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 very intelligent. Till he makes us look good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In a bad situation, he makes you look good. Hallelujah. For as much, this is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much sin as children are what? Come on, let's read it again. Children are what? Partakers of what? Flesh and blood. What happened? He also himself, who? God himself. Are you seeing it? Likewise did what? Wrapped himself in human form. You couldn't, long as he was God, as God, you couldn't see him. Just like you can feel the wind, but you can't see it. But he put himself in human flesh where they could see him. They looked upon him. They saw what he said. They saw what he did. And they saw that all this stuff that men say God's in control with, they saw Jesus drive it out of men. Set them free from it. Lift them up. Can you imagine? Can you imagine 5,000 men besides women and children? He is a man. I'm talking about a man. This is God. I'm going somewhere. This is God. I'm talking about a man. Take 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And say, sit them down, brother. Sit them down and put them in order. Line them up because they finna eat. So where's the stove? You just sit them down. Where's the wood to make a fire? You just sit them down. Where are you going to get some more fish? Just sit them down. I got what I need, 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread.